Okay, before we hop into ABC News, I know you're so also excited and eagerly waiting for what ABC has to say. I have some local folk here with things to say. It is Lieutenant Todd Roberts from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. Welcome.
Good morning.
Did you bring the OSP rowboat?
I should have, right? Give me an arc here pretty soon is what I'm going to need, it looks like.
And that kind of brings into a good lead on some of what we're going to talk about today, because there's a lot of water.
Yeah, there's a lot of water out there. I come down into Millersburg from Wayne County, and lots of standing water on 83 a couple times, hit those puddles that kind of pull your steering wheel off to the side a little bit. So
give you a little heart attack.
Yeah, give you a little oh-no moment. But it's raining pretty good out there this morning, so if you're getting ready to travel, make sure you're prepared for that. Give yourself a little bit extra time. There is some ponding on the roadway. Some of the side roads are the same way, so with it being dark, you don't see it until you get right up on it. So just be aware of where you're driving this morning. If there's those areas that you know tend to hold a little bit of water, slow down. You don't want to kind of anchor your brakes as you get there, but you know, just kind of coast through those. Maybe it'll help you out this morning.
I've never heard it called ponding.
Oh, really?
I like that.
Oh yeah, yeah, we use that all the time.
I'm like, I must steal it. But that also leads into where there is flooded roads, don't even do it.
Yeah, if you get to a roadway, and as we talk about what's going to happen later today, we're supposed to get over 2 inches of rain, I think, throughout the area in different spots, and so that's going to cause some of the areas to flood where you can't get through it. It's not just a puddle on the roadway, it's actually blocked. And so if you get to that point, you know, the old saying is turn around, don't drown, you know. And so don't drive through that standing water. It only takes a small amount of water to kind of lift your car off the roadway and move it off the road and into deeper waters. So you'll probably see some road closed signs. You're going to see those things. And what people like to do is they're in a hurry and it's like, well, that road closed sign doesn't apply to me. And so I can drive around.
I know what my car can do.
I can get through this, right? And next thing you know, we have two or three cars that are, you know, filled full of water sitting in the middle of the
person
roadway.
Person standing on top. Hello!
Asking for help and calling us while we're trying to make it to other calls. And we have people that are injured or whatnot. And we're trying to help somebody that didn't follow the road closed sign. So just be aware, this evening is supposed to have some pretty severe storms. You know, my thought is kind of treat it like a snow day. If you don't have to be going somewhere this evening, maybe just be at home. Be somewhere where you're safe and secure. The things that we'll see with, like you said, the flooding and some of the water on the roadways, but we could see some downed trees. It's supposed to be, I think I saw 80 mile an hour winds possibly in the forecast. So we could see some downed trees, downed power lines, trash cans that are getting blown into the roadways.
Anchor that stuff now before it gets windy.
Yeah, and so as you're cruising around, you know, be aware of those things. And then once it's raining, it's the visibility drops. You can't see out your windshield as well, and so those things really sneak up on you. So if you have the opportunity, I think around 2-3 o'clock today is when they're talking. 4 o'clock, yeah, it depends.
It's a moving
and then through
project.
This evening, 10-11 o'clock tonight. So if you have the ability and you don't have to be out running around this evening, I'd recommend
stay
you be at home.
Home,
yeah, absolutely.
And if you are out in the daytime when it's raining,
mm-hmm.
Turn your lights on.
Yes, lights on. The wipers on. The headlights are required to be on. And a lot of the cars today have the automatic headlights, and people don't even think about it. They just turn the wipers on, and they forget they have a switch for the headlights. So I've stopped cars before, and they're like, "Oh, they're automatic." Well, yeah, but if the sensor doesn't, you know, pick up the loss of light during the day, then they're not going to come on. So sometimes you do have to reach down there and turn that dial to make sure that the lights
are on. Got to do it the old-fashioned way.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, if the wipers are on, by law, your headlights are required to be on as well.
So turn them on.
Yep, absolutely.
Utilize them. It's so people can see you, not so you can see people.
Right, correct. Yes, absolutely. Oh.
Speaking of some thundering.
We got some thunder going on in the background here. Yeah, it goes right with
this.
This
is for intensity.
Yeah.
That's driving home my purpose. Or driving home my words.
Yes, there you go. Yep.
Emphasize.
Perfect timing.
Right? Thank you. And so, like, what just happened here, mm-hmm. because I'm like a squirrel on a sugar high. people can get distracted by the storms, which kind of leads on to another thing happening.
Great transition. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. So this week, April 1st through April 8th, is National Distracted Driving Awareness Week. And we've talked about that several times before when I've been here, is the importance of not driving distracted. But that's just something else that's this week for educational purposes. But we're also putting an enforcement emphasis on it this week and making sure that our guys are out looking for that. It's one of the biggest things that we see in traffic crashes today are distracted drivers. Last year, that law changed. It is a primary offense now, so you can be stopped only for having your phone in your hand and utilizing it while you're driving. That used to be an offense that we had to stop you because you drove out of your lane, something to that effect. Now, if you have your phone in your hand and you do more than one swipe with it, so if you pick it up and you can pick it up and you can swipe it to answer it, something to that effect, if you do anything more than that, that's considered distracted driving. Now, that does that also includes things like if you're eating, if you're doing your makeup, if you're doing...
So you can take one whoosh of
right, yeah, yeah. So if you're doing all of those things, those are things that are considered distracted driving. But as the new law changed, it specifically talks to your cell phone and electronic devices inside your vehicle. So, you know, you for whatever reason, and I didn't write the law, so people tend to question me on this one, but you can hold the phone up to your ear, but you can't hold it in your hand and talk on it with like a speakerphone. So if it's in your hand, not held up to your ear, then essentially you're in violation of the law. So we've had that conversation with a lot of people over the last few months about what is and isn't allowed. But we think it's incredibly important to not be touching the phone. We see way too many accidents where somebody rear-ends somebody, or they drive off the side of the road, or they go left to center and hit another vehicle head-on. Those are all things that are a result of you taking your eyes off the road and focusing on something else. So with that, this week being Distracted Driving Awareness Week, we've partnered up with all the six surrounding states around us and the state police agencies that are around, and we do what's called the Six State Trooper Project, and all of those agencies in all six states get together and focus on the same thing. So it's a regional thing. It's not just in Wayne and Holmes County. It's not just in Ohio. It's across our region where law enforcement is cracking down on distracted driving this week.
Everybody cracking down on distracted driving.
Yeah.
Another way song. Better with that. Yeah. That one just isn't going to roll, but
yeah.
Apparently I'm feeling singy.
you know? Get whatever gets the message across.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, you said distracted driving week goes until the 7th, but just because the week ends on the 7th, don't let things get back to distracting you, say, come the 8th.
Yeah, the 8th. You'll have other distractions on the 8th. Man, you're like a professional at this
point. I am like a professional. We are pretending hardcore today.
yeah, we'll have that distraction on the 8th as well, which is the eclipse that's coming up. And I know there's been lots and lots of information on that and put out. And another, you know, just topic for everybody to think about is that eclipse that's coming on the 8th and what that's going to look like. And so...
a lot of traffic for y'all.
Yeah, a lot of traffic for us. We've blocked off all of our guys' schedules for Saturday, Sunday,
Monday. No vacation for you.
I'm sorry, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Yeah, essentially because we feel like we're going to need the manpower to handle whatever incidents pop up. Wayne County is almost entirely in the totality area, and then Holmes County on the western end, the northwestern corner of the county, is in that totality area. And then even outside of that, you'll still have a visual.
You've got to get there.
Yeah, and that's what our concern is. And so my message for that today is be prepared on Sunday and then Monday, Tuesday as well. Don't think of it as just 3:14 or whatever it is on Monday. It's going to be an issue ahead of time. We've had several meetings with the emergency management people throughout both counties, and we have an expectation that there's going to be a large influx of people. All of the hotel rooms are booked in our area, both in Wayne and Holmes County, and what we see in Holmes County, there's a lot of Airbnbs and little places that people can stay. And when they're not finding those places to stay in the areas that is in the totality, they're going to trickle out into this area as well, even if you're not in that zone. And so then you're going to see all those people trying to get to the locations that they're going. So on Monday specifically, I would tell you, give yourself some extra time to get where you're going. This is one of those events that it could be nothing. We could not see a whole lot, or we could see complete gridlock. When we look at all the incidences, this has happened across the country. It's been in Tennessee, it's been in Oregon, and as we've reached out to those people to ask them, they had some pretty serious traffic issues. And one of our concerns is that cars stop on the berm of a highway or any roadway to watch this as it happens. So that's one of the things that we're going to be looking at. But make sure that you have a safe location, you have a plan on where you're going, when you're going to leave, how you're going to get there, some plans for if you're going to one of the larger areas, if you're going to Cuyahoga County, if you're going to Lorain County, Huron County, those places where it's in more of the totality and they have a lot more events, have some things in your car, some water, some food, some snacks. Make sure your gas tank is full.
Because never travel without snacks.
That's a valid point. That's a very valid point.
But,
you know, I talked to one guy who was in Tennessee when this happened, and it took him 18 hours to go 3 miles because traffic was so locked up. So if you're going to one of those more populated areas, I don't think, I could be completely wrong, but I don't think that's happening in our area where it's going to take you 18 hours. But if you're going to one of those places, just make sure you're prepared. Make sure your car's in good working order, that you've done that maintenance.
Full tank of gas.
Full tank of gas. You have your phone charger with you so that you're able to get a hold of your family and let them know what's going on. And us, you know, the Highway Patrol is #677, or you call 911 to get a hold of any of us if you need something for assistance. But
you can tell your age because you called it pound.
I'm the old guy now.
I call it pound also. Yes. So I'm like, do I call it pound or do I call it hashtag? Who am I talking to? So I'll sometimes flip.
There you go.
I'll do it one way and I'll do it the other. So that way the young people get it and the old people get it.
For sure. Yeah. You got to communicate the message to the person, they say.
That's right. But, you know, it's important. Don't, you know, I had a friend in the Tennessee area too. And that's why I heard they asked the schools not to be open because the buses got stuck with kids on the bus. Mm-hmm. And that's not a fun time.
Yeah, that's absolutely an issue. And I think all the schools in Wayne and Holmes County are both canceled for that day. Kind of an extension of the spring break for my kids. So it works out well for them. But, yeah, we just want everybody to be prepared. You know, we don't want anybody to panic, obviously, but just know the possibilities. Be prepared for what could happen that day. Give yourself some extra time. Ultimately, if we can get people to do that, that'll solve a lot of our problems where we start to get people that get aggravated on the roadways and that leads to other events. But, yeah, just be prepared to take a little extra time. Like I said, if you're going to one of those areas that is probably going to be full, make sure you've prepared for that as well.
And it may increase tourism in our area because they're like, absolutely, hey, it's Monday, so let's take the weekend and visit things around the area.
I do think that'll be a thing that we will see around here is that extra. They're like, oh, wow, here, I'm going to just drive over there and see Amish country, or I'm going to see these places. So, yeah, I definitely think that could be of concern, especially when you're looking at Sunday, Monday, Tuesday as a whole. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a good idea to just be ready.
Yep.
Leave early. Things we tell you to do anyway.
Sure. Yep. The message is a lot of the times the same.
And the nice thing about us locals is we know some of the ways around the main thoroughfare that will have the lot of folk.
Yeah, that'll help you. Yeah. So
did we hit all our topics?
Yeah. You know, be careful today, this afternoon, the rain and the storms. You know, make sure you're not distracted while you're driving and be prepared for the eclipse. I think we covered them all today.
That's how we roll here. Yeah. we got to hit them. Because a lot is happening. It's a busy time. It's a busy month.
Yep.
So that was Lieutenant Todd Roberts from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. Thank you
for
joining with us.